lie. I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll.
Co-pilot on the passenger side. Be so fly. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? What's going on, man? Welcome to another one, y'all. And we're back, sparking conversation. I'm your boy, Rod One. And I'm so thankful that y'all jump up here and y'all join us each and every week as we talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And besides that, I like to say thank you to all of you guys out there that download the audio version of this podcast, man. That's super dope. I really appreciate y'all, man, because like I say, y'all the real MVPs, man. Y'all be moving this thing around for us. And it's delightful to know that people really want to hear what we got to talk about. So that's really dope, right? So double salute to y'all, right? All right. So I want to start off tonight's show saying, you know, to all the people out there that y'all have a couple of questions here and there that I get, you know, I get questions in my inbox a lot, DMs, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, the number one question that I get all the time is, well, it ain't the number one. It's one of the top ones that I get. I get other questions too, but one of the top ones that I get is about motivation. And a lot of people always ask me, how do you stay motivated enough to keep going? Like, right? Like when it comes down to content creation, because some people feel like they give their best shots when they put certain things out there. And then when it doesn't do what they expected to do, you know, they feel like maybe it's not for them. And I always, you know, had to look at things from a different perspective about that whole thing when things are not for you. Sometimes things don't be for you right then and there, but it doesn't mean that it's not meant for you as far as like your life experience is concerned. You know, it's a lot of people who retire at things that they never really excelled in. So let's say, for example, it's a lot of people who've done music and or rap or whatever you want to call it, sing, rap. They all done music. And then at some point, because they didn't make it to whatever they felt like that major level was, they put themselves in a state of retirement. Or they say things like, yeah, man, I don't do that no more, man. You know, that's not me no more. I don't rap. I don't do none of that, you know. Because for everybody that does it, I didn't understand the reason why you really did it. If you only did it in order for you to blow or to make it or to have a record deal or to be known everywhere, to be famous and all that other shit, then I could see why people quit or retire or get into that bag where they be like, yo, I don't want to do this shit no more. Or they feel like it ain't an audience for them, because you got to realize that we create the culture over here. Just because people over here listening to Sexy Red and all that other stuff doesn't mean that people all over the world who listen to hip hop ain't listening to whatever that is that they feel like is dope, or even when it comes to the singers. Because think about it, even though Sexy Red, they had her up there as the number one female rapper in the United States right now. She was on Billboard's top number one female rap. No, number two. I think number one was Nicki Minaj, and she was number two. But then her album debuted too, right after that. And they said it only did like 28,000 copies or so. So it don't equate. So what it really is that it goes to show you that the music industry, the film industry, and all these other people that have like whatever they call that button that they push, they could put anything out there to make you guys feel like this is the hottest thing, this is the dopest thing. And when it come down to it, people always show up. They let you know, like, nah, this ain't it. We don't really fuck with this. Because for all the people that be out here quoting Sexy Red and Meg Thee Stallion and everybody else, it don't equate in their sales. Like, you guys are not going out to buy it. Y'all getting that joint for free. Y'all going to them shows, though. I see y'all. I saw Meg was in Raleigh last week, and I saw, like, all across the timeline, I saw so many people that was out there at the concert. You know what I mean? And some of y'all I seen that was at the concert who got family members who do music, and you don't even go to their shows, and their shows be like $5-$10 to get in. But I see y'all, man, but I get it. But those are the same people that will be expecting that free ticket, that backstage pass whenever you do turn over. Because you can turn over without having a record deal. You can get movies out and be in that space without having to sign up for anything that's dealing with Hollywood. But then again, you know how people are. People are wanting to be famous. They don't want to put in that work. And I understood that a long time ago. So, you know, when you putting out to those people that be asking me those questions about motivation, you got to put all of that stuff into consideration. Your motivation got to come from the fact that this is something that you love to do and like you passionate to do, because you're going to get discouraged at times, you know. It's going to be times where, you know, you're going to be setting up for things and people may not show up. You throw events, people may not show up. You know, you put some shit out, you might only get one or two views, you know, no likes, you know, and then you might get 1,000 views with no likes and no comments. It's like, wow, you know, you just never know. But the point is, though, you just got to keep going. I think the best basketball player in the world, from what they say, was some say Michael Jordan, some say Kobe Bryant. Some say LeBron, and, you know, it's a few others that people put out there. But the number one thing about all of them, they said that they kept practicing. It's like no matter how good they were or how many championships they won, they still practice. So that means for you that's doing something, you got to still shoot. You got to get at the free throw line and practice your free throws. If you want to win the game, you got to practice your free throws. So you got to keep shooting. You can't look at, you know, always hitting the game-winning shot, but you got to be able to be a person that they could count on to put the ball in the bucket, yo. And I think that's where you could get your motivation from. Just knowing that you're doing this something that you love and it's keeping you out of trouble, right? For some of y'all, I know y'all used to lie on the studio and say y'all was there and y'all really wasn't. But for those people that really was in the studio, that shit kept you out of all kind of trouble. It kept you out of the streets. Now, I know a lot of bad things happen to people in the studio. I'm not saying that. It just depends on what type of music you're doing, what type of crowds you're keeping. That goes for everything. You know what I mean? Not just your art. That don't go for that. So, you know, it's an exception to every rule. But all I want to say is that keep pushing, keep putting your shit out there, and don't worry about what it look like right now. Just see yourself where you want to be, and then that's where you're going to get, you know, but you got to be consistent. That's where anything in life, you got to be consistent, right? So tonight we had a guest. The guest is not able to be on tonight, so it's cool. We're going to talk about something I think is dope. Me and Meek, we're gonna get at it. We're gonna talk a little bit about, you know, personality traits, right? Personality traits, because you have to deal with different type of people if you are any of the things that we consider an entrepreneur. If you work around people, like just have a 9-to-5, if you are, you know, someone that is engaging on online sales or anything that has to do with sales and all that, you have to be able to engage people, right? So personality traits is important. Personality traits is important too when it comes to different personal relationships that you have, even when it comes to your siblings, right? You got people who live and die by the fact of, this is who I am. You know how many people use that phrase right here? This is just who I am. This is just how I am. This is just me. Like, people say that all the time. And for some reason, people say that in the context of, you just got to accept me because this, like, oh, okay, I bet. So now it's like, all right, that's you. I don't like that you. So I don't have to accept that. But for some reason, people feel like because they say that phrase, this is how I am, this is what I do, that people are just supposed to accept it. So I'm thinking when it comes down to personality traits, it's almost like the conversation we had about love languages, right? Love languages is something that you know, is about the personal relationship between people and how you guys can maneuver and get along with that particular portion in life. But then personality traits come in whenever you are going through stuff or when you're not going through stuff. Can you be around this person? You know how many people broke up after, you know, during the pandemic? You know how many single people is right now because of the pandemic? Because they was in a relationship all these years, but people was going to work. And then when they really had to really be around somebody 24/7, 7 days a week on that whole little, you know, lockdown and everything else, that they realized that this person is not it. Personality traits. Now, these people have signed up for all kinds of shit with these people. They got bills, furniture, rent a center, calling both of them and shit. Like, all of this stuff going on because, you know, they had a buffer in between, which was space and time, you know, and a moment to reflect and do other things and have other people around you. But then when you realize that this is the person that you signed up with, personalities come into play, and that shit do not gel well. So let me bring Meek up real quick. We're gonna talk this thing through. I want to talk through it through by about, like, you know, zodiacs too, because people, you know, they live and die by the trait of the zodiac, but they only live and die by their sun sign. And we want to talk about that a little bit too. Like, you know, you have a moon sign, like you was either born at night or, you know, you was born in the daytime. But some of us that was born at night, some of us, you know, no matter what time of the day you was born, that particular day, your moon was in a certain spot too. And that determines half of your moon as well. A lot of people don't know that too. So we're going to talk about that too. So let's get Meek in the building real quick. Down.
What up?
Okay, there you go. All right, back.
I'm on a delay.
Huh?
Yeah, I feel like I'm on a delay or something.
Nah, it was right up at first, but you know what? Me too, because when I first came in, I had the stupidest look on my face, and it was paused right there. And I was like, damn, man. You know, shit, I had to wait. And then it clicked in, so, you know, here we go. What's good though, yo? You all right?
Awesome. Yeah, I'm cool. How about you? Well, I put something in my neck. I'm so old, you know, any sudden movements can just discombobulate my whole system.
I ain't gonna lie. That's why I still be going to that gym, because I've been seeing people as they start to climb up that age ladder. They be needing a little bit of help. And I'm trying not to be in the space where I need some help, yo, because, yo, where's Bond, yo? I ain't gonna lie. Them things come out of nowhere. All kind of aches and pains and cracks and shit.
It's rough out here.
All I did was take a nap. Now my knee.
I'm telling you, like, 2 years ago, I sneezed. I had to go straight to the chiropractor. Like, straight. Like, I sneezed. My neck went out. I was like, I gotta go to the chiropractor. Like, I had to go straight there from the sneeze, okay?
Now that's a mean sneeze. And you know, it people do got some threatening, you know, sneezes too.
I got allergies real bad. So when I was outside with the kids, we was at the park. Man, that sneeze almost took me out.
I'm trying to tell you, some people's sneezes and make you feel like they're getting abused in the house if you walk by. You know, if you walk by their house outside, you're like, oh damn, we just slapped the shit out of her. No, he didn't. She sneezed, yo. I mean, giving disclaimers like that.
My oldest sneezes crazy because her father sneezes like that. So,
oh, word.
It's just loud and obnoxious. It's like, what is wrong? Like, what's coming out of your soul? Like, what's happening?
Yo, listen, sneezing, sometimes that'd be the best thing for you. I ain't gonna lie. Because every time I sneeze, I gotta blow my nose. So it helped me get rid of all that shit.
Yeah, but when it's throwing your neck out, it's not.
Yeah, I ain't never heard of that before. I ain't never seen a sneeze take somebody's neck out. Yo, that's crazy. I mean, your sneeze you did was violent.
Yeah. Yeah, it was unnecessary.
But listen, so you know, earlier I was saying in the intro that, you know, personality traits, right? I think that is like something that I feel like a lot of people don't take into consideration, you know what I mean? Like when they're dealing with people, right? Because like I said earlier, you know, it's a lot of people who were in relationships with people for a long time before the pandemic. And then once the pandemic came and they had to actually be around this person mad long, they was broke up before the pandemic was over. People was back at their mother house. People was at their homeboy cribs. Like, it was crazy out here. The amount of people that are single now that came out of the pandemic, who went in the pandemic in a relationship because their personality started to kick in whenever, you know, you saw them every day, all day. Right?
I don't know if it was their person. It was more how people handle pressure, you know, crisis. And you notice some traits that came out that may be different than their regular life. You probably didn't notice all those other traits because they weren't in that panic state, that crisis mode. That's when you really get to see somebody full circle.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, I think certain things are needed in a relationship in order for you to understand, like, whether you're with the right person or not. Like, right? Like, sometimes you got to be in a certain type of test. I think life is going to test you anyway, right?
Yeah.
Supposed so to. I think it's going to test you each and every day, right? So it's not until those things happen that you realize if you're with the right person or not in that capacity, mm-hmm. right? Don't mean that they're not good people or that they ain't your, you know, that you guys couldn't be at a certain level. But like whenever it got to go past wherever you guys are compatible at, then that's where the conflict come in. So yeah, it's cool. But you need those little tests because like you said, there ain't never been a pandemic before. So I can understand that people had a different type of mindset that might have kicked in, a lot of fear and different things like that. But
yeah,
that as the joint started going to where it was going and it started dwindling down, people started like, yo, because, you know, in the beginning, bad people was cool with it because they ain't had to go to work, you know. But then they kids, single parents, they hated it because them kids was kicking their ass. Right? Because some people ain't raised their kids since they had them because they put them in daycare as soon as they was able to go back to work. Right? Nice. So their child has been raised by the daycare people, you know, for the longest. And then when they got old enough to go to school, they went right to school. You know, the parents ain't really had to, you know.
Yeah, gotta make that money to pay them bills.
You know what I'm saying? So, personality traits. Let's do based on zodiac. So, what's your sign, yo?
I'm Capricorn.
Capricorn. All right. So, some of the pros and cons that you feel like people say about Capricorns. Because that's your sun sign, right? You know your moon sign?
Yeah, I think it's Virgo. Let me check.
Virgo. All right, so just in case people don't know, yeah. let me read that. I think most people probably would know where the sun and moon sign is, but some people may not have heard of that. So let's just let me look it up real quick. I want to give y'all the not so ghetto version because I'll just put the shit together. So let's see. Between your sun and moon sign. All right. So what this breakdown says about the difference between your sun and your moon sign. So it says the sun sign represents our ego and motivation, right? The moon sign governs our emotional nature, right? So whenever we put ourselves in that box of saying like, you know, oh, I'm this, so this is just all I am. It's like, you know, you pretty much forget that other part of you that, you know what I'm saying, that you don't really too much focus on. So for you, like you said, your moon sign was a Virgo, right?
Mm-hmm.
I bet. So based on your own, you know, personal breakdown of yourself. How close is the description of the personality traits of your signs are you? Are you close to the
definition? Yeah, for Capricorn, definitely. Virgos, I've looked on a little bit because both my baby daddies are Virgos. But not too much. But they're both earth signs. And so that kind of makes me feel like I do resonate. I know for Capricorn for sure. Most things about a Capricorn I possess. I do have those traits. Not that I try to claim them, just to claim them, but no, it is a lot of who I am for sure.
Right. Yeah, because my sun sign is Sagittarius, right? It's a fire sign. So yeah, I pretty much gotta, you know what I mean? Like I have to work on myself over the years of like the way I say things. And even now sometimes the way I say things still, you know, will get taken, you know, the wrong way. But I've been working on it a lot, like trying to figure out words, pick the right words, the right inflections, catching myself when I feel like I'm raising my tone to bring it down. You know, I'm really trying to learn that because, like, when it comes down to what the fire signs represent, yeah, I pretty much got that down pat too, yo.
Yeah. And you got that jersey in you, so mix those two up. So yeah, you gonna be
it do come off a little different at times, but it's one of them things where I can say this, you know, like I'm not really a take it or leave it type of person. Like I'm not that person that'd be like, yo, you just gotta take it or whatever. But it's more so like if I've done something to someone that made them feel a certain way, I'll apologize though. Now I might not care. Apologize for, you know, how I feel, but I can apologize for how it made you feel, you know, whoever the person is. So I'm at least that. And I think that comes with my moon sign because mine is a Pisces, right? So that's a water sign.
Yeah.
And they mad emotional.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So I got that balance because, you know, I think that's what keeps me, the emotional part of me as well. Because, look, I ain't going to lie. Like, I can't watch certain movies when it gets to a certain part. My ass will just water. Like, it'll just start going, like, so, if it's any situation where I got to try to be cool, I can't watch certain things because I get excited. Like, when the inspirational part come on, that fucked me up. Or, like, whenever... Or like I ain't gonna lie, cause one day I was scrolling on, you know, the phone, not really scrolling, but on YouTube, and then Paternity Court came through as one of the next little videos or whatever. So like the story was about a girl, she was an adult, I think she was like 30 something, she was in her 30s. She brought her mother to court for what she considered paternity fraud. She was like, yo, my mother been lying to me all my life about who my father is. You know what I'm saying? Hey, she been saying it's this one guy the whole time, but this other cat found me on Facebook talking about he my dad or whatever, right? So then the dude that found her on Facebook, he in the courtroom, he like, yeah, man, you know, he started telling his story. And the way that he talked about it, he was like, yeah, man, so look, he said, I thought that was my kid. You know, I thought that was my baby. He said, next thing I know, she just up and disappeared and she just left. I don't know where she went. I don't know why she left. I went to her mother's house. Her mother and her would tell me, oh, I don't know. I talked to her the other day. I know she's okay. But then, like all this other stuff. So he had to go through that for years. Like not really. He been looking for Shorty. Come to find out, Shorty life was terrible with her mother. She done been in and out of foster homes, all other kind of stuff. So she had this anger in her, but she turned her life around. Like, I bet. So because she was going through all that, she changed her life around. She a mom now, but she, you know, got a life. She got a degree. You know, she got her shit together, basically. right? And so she like, yo, I want my kids to know their grandfather, because the guy that she said is my dad, he deceased. Mm-hmm. This guy, he's saying that he my dad and he been looking for me. Now, Fan Man older, he admit, and he's like, man, I got on that the Facebook thing, and I was looking, I was trying to go around and figure it out. I don't know about this mess. You know, he in there going through it. So look, he just get to a point where, you know, she start getting to her bag, like, well, where was you? You ain't come look for me and all this other stuff. He's like, now listen, I looked for you. He's like, I couldn't find you. He was like, everybody around me was lying to me. They was telling me you was there, you wasn't there. You was here, you wasn't there. I was looking for you. Now, the way that he was going about it, he was getting so over there, like, riffing, kind of like, now you going to look for me? Now you want to tell me you my dad? And I went through all this, and da-da-da-da. He, like, basically, he was like, sound like he wanted to say. He didn't say it. But the tone he look, bitch.
Bitch, yeah. Like, bitch, I've been looking for you.
I was looking for your motherfucking ass. I couldn't find you. But he didn't. But that was the emotion. And because he got into that bag like that, man, I started crying. And it was stupid, but that's the type of emotion that I be dealing with. So I battle with that fire and that water sign. Literally, like, I just don't mind apologizing. But I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you how I feel. But I hope, you know, that I you know, that I continue to, you know, be mindful to work on it.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. I mean, and if you trigger somebody, you say something that they don't like, or it everybody's triggers are their own problem. It's not our problem. You can be mindful, absolutely. Yeah. But I feel like a lot of people feel like you should adjust to their triggers, and it's like, well, no, because how about if that's a trigger for me? You know, my triggers are my problem. If you do something and it triggers me, I need to find out why that triggers me. I need to find out what's the issue and why that made me feel the way it made me feel. Because that's something I need to work on. It's not up to you to never do that again. Yes, of course, right. Be mindful of the people you love. You know, that's always what we're supposed to do. Be compassionate, be mindful. But everybody's triggers are their own problem. So.
Nah, you know what? Nah, that's a good way to look at it, because I feel like that, you know, you people... A lot of times words get people in a bunch versus, like, you know what I mean? Like, why you can't use certain words. And I don't necessarily feel like, yeah, the deliverer, the person that's delivering the message, like, if they in the delivery, they can't think about you in the moment of the delivery. But they can be mindful of how they speak to you, like having respect, first of all.
Yes.
Right? Like, have respect for the person that you're talking to. Don't be cussing them out. Don't be yelling at them. Don't be, you know what I'm saying? Have respect for them, you know what I mean, while you're speaking to them. But then, I know for me, a lot of times, I get caught in the word. Like, not necessarily what I'm trying to explain. It's just the words I'm using in the explanation. The word is a trigger for some people, and it's almost like, you know, hold on, you know, but for me, it's the thing that I apologize for. Like I say, I can't apologize for how I feel, because I'm not apologizing for that. This is how I feel. But because it made you feel a certain way, I apologize for that. But yo, because like you said, you know, if somebody got that much power over you, that the words that they use put you in a certain space, or it make you think about, you know, your abusive past, or, you know what I mean? Like, you got to figure out how you need to get through all that, because you ain't healed yet.
Yeah, that's a you problem. And I remember I was talking to somebody about that, and they didn't really like it. And I was just like, I get it. But it's making you take accountability for your own shit. That is your trauma. That's not my trauma. Why are you trying to make that my issue? You need to work on that. I can't blame anybody else for something that I went through and I haven't healed through. Because I have time to do that. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. Healing from my past traumas. And so if I'm not doing that and I'm allowing you to take me down and cripple me just by with a word or something that you do, that's a me problem. Like, I don't know why people don't see that as a them problem. Like, I can't imagine expecting somebody else to fix that for me. I don't understand.
Right? Or somebody to be able to dance around you to the point where you're never going to feel some type of way because they use, phrases or, and then here's the thing too, the difference between passion and anger. Like, I think, that's another thing about personality traits, right? Of trying to understand the person that is in front of you, whether it be a coworker, your supervisor, because like, I'm gonna give it to you like this. Like, just think about this though, Meek, right? So, this week is customer appreciation week. Employee appreciation week, right? All over the nation, whatever. All these different companies have been posting different things that they've been doing for their employees, right? So a certain said company, which I'm not going to say, right, had an employee appreciation, but the employees were the ones that created the appreciation, not the company, right? Which is crazy if you think about it. If you really think about it, like, this shit is crazy that it's Employee Appreciation Week, but the employees put the appreciation together and appreciated themselves, not the company saying, hey, this is for y'all because we appreciate y'all. Nah, it ain't go that way, right? So I think about that in life. Like, how many people go through that in life right now where they don't get the appreciation for trying to dance around your feelings sometimes, knowing that that's not their personality either, right? When a person pay attention to your trauma triggers, like if you tell a person deeply, like, listen, this bothered me because this is what I've been through back in the day, you got to be sensitive to that. I'm going to be sensitive to that, right?
Absolutely.
But you can't hold me accountable for how it makes you feel, though. Like, I can't do that for you, yo. Right? You got to deal with that, man. Bro.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, it's a you problem. And they don't like that. They don't like that. I'm like, well, what are you
doing? Accountability is the one account that no one wants to have.
I'm telling you, we'll be taking people out.
But shoot, man, look, trying to put making somebody accountable for what they do and don't do, what? You listen, that's the whole part about even being in a position to say, I'm going to apologize because I'm going to take accountability for how you feel. But listen, another pet peeve of mine, Meek, for real, like, I hate when people ask you a question like, why did you do something? And then when you tell them why,
yeah, they say it's an excuse.
They say it's an excuse.
I'm like, well, that's the reason. That's what I said before. Remember, I told you, I was like, a reason and excuse are the same thing. It's still a reason. It doesn't matter. It's not going to change it. It's like, why did you do that? Like, that's not the right question. Or what were you thinking? I don't like the tone of what were you thinking. It implies, like, you got to be stupid to have done this.
Right, to do something like that. So yeah. The comment, like, so if you, when people put you in that space and they say, yo, or they want to do this one thing, you know what it is? Like, certain people, they'll come to you and they just want to tell you how you made them feel, but that's it. They just want to get that out. That's it. They don't want you to tell them why you did what you did. They don't care about that. They only care about how it made them feel. And then that's where it goes into the whole thing about, yo, no, listen. The one thing about relationships, no matter what it is, it go both ways. People only think relationships go both ways when it comes to the main things in the relationship. Financing and cheating. That's the only thing that people put as the most top of the things. It's like, yo, you, all of this other stuff is just as important as whatever you think would mess up the relationship. These things are messing up too. Not being able to deal with your own shit. Right? Like, you all have to walk around with your baggage.
Yeah. It's like, we all got triggers. Like, I got my own shit to worry about, bitch. I can't be then worried about your shit, all my shit. Like,
it don't even make sense, right? It's like, we all look at each other and we feel like, maybe one person may feel like you got it. You know, you got it all together because you don't ever, you know, talk about what's negative. Like me, like, you know, people got this perception of me, like everything is all together. You don't have to, like, or like they don't get the whole fact that, you know, not only am I up early every morning, I be going to bed late too because of everything that I do behind the scenes. So I think that what it is about this whole illusion about being in the front is that people look at it as, you know, the desire is to be there, not understanding that you got to do all this shit in the background too. Like, you got to create the graphics. You got to edit the videos. You got to market and promote. You got to answer the emails. You got to answer the DMs. You got to talk to the guests. You got to schedule the guests. You got to read back, talk to the guests. You got to talk to the guests, people who talking to the guests. You got to talk. And I'm just talking about that. I ain't talking about the filming and all that other stuff. That's totally different. Because then you got to try to organize people. And then you got to pull people together. And then people say they coming and then they don't show up. So then there's times where everybody shows up. Right? So got to take the good with the bad. Like, you can't walk around. I can't walk around being mad at everybody because they ain't do something like that. Because if they think they doing it for me, that's where they wrong at. Right? The opportunities for all of us. Right? It's people right now that'll be sitting up here talking about, yo, that have worked with us, that talking about they need a job. And then I'll be thinking like, damn, you don't see all these people making money off of content? How would you feel if you put that same energy in the content that you was in and you shared it every day? Don't share it when you ain't got no job. Share it while you got one. So then what happens? If I'm doing it, you doing it, then it's more people, you know, that the, you know, be prepare yourself if that's the case. But no, and then they want to borrow. Borrow.
You ain't got no means to pay it back. But look,
you just said you ain't got no job. The word borrow don't go with I don't got no job. Borrow and no job don't go together. B. Word. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about. It's like when opportunities be in front of people, they don't look at it like that. So look, I'm going to read this real quick and let me know. I'm going to go through all 12. So if anybody that's watching right now, when I get to your sign, if you feel like it's sort of, it's really short. It's not a lot, right? Because, hold on, let me read this comment right real quick. What Yessie said? She said, with so many dealing with life's challenges, it's great to show compassion towards someone and be mindful of what may trigger or bother them. So, like I said earlier, you could do that, but for so long. And then it's up to the person who is triggered to deal with that and not, you know, especially when you know that the person that is talking to you is not your enemy.
Yeah.
Right? Certain things can't be taken as a trigger if you know the person is speaking to you out of love. The point is, some people don't want to be talked to about anything that considers them to have to be accountable for it or like pull up.
Yeah. And are they using it as a weapon against you? Like, if they're using that trigger against you purposely, that's a different situation. But if it's somebody who loves and adores you and, you know, you just know that's who they are, that's how they speak, you need to also understand that that's who they are. So you guys need to come to that understanding to still be comfortable around each other or go separate ways. That's the only thing, because And you got to heal your trigger, because somebody else is going to trigger you with that same thing unknowingly. A stranger, you're going to be triggered by a stranger who doesn't know you, owes you nothing, doesn't know anything about you. And you're going to be like, oh, I can't believe they said that around me. Like, that is a you problem. Like, you can't be triggered by strangers. Strangers don't know you. They're not doing it on purpose. They don't know that that hurts you. And so you really need to work on that and get through
that. Yeah, you got to. Because everybody has a trigger. You know what I mean? Sometimes having to do that, like, you know, some of us grew up with parents that used to make us lie for them. Right? Somebody call that phone. Yo, she ain't here. They come to that door. She ain't here. Right? Or she ain't this, or this ain't that, or this, that, and the third. Like, some of us had to go through certain things in life. So, like, you just never know when it just come to the point where we just, some people don't want to dance around other people sometimes, you know? And then I get that too. Like, what she says, like, you know, be mindful. And that's one thing that, like I said earlier, being mindful of what may trigger a person is one thing. But then, you know, that person got to realize that if you want people to recognize your triggers as well, you can't be mad when they don't say something, especially if they know it's going to trigger you. So then be okay with not knowing everything if you know certain things are going to trigger you. You got to be okay with that. You can't be a person that knows that you easily trigger but want to know everything too as well.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't do that. If you know that certain things bother you, don't ask about those things. Because then you're causing your own trigger.
That's true.
Right? Because you mentally thinking about something you shouldn't. Don't put yourself in it. I'm one for sure. Like, yo, it's plenty of times like, yo, don't show me. If it's certain things you know I don't want to see, don't show it to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That should be out of respect. That, I mean, out of all things, because I asked you not to do that. Don't do that for me. That's all I'm saying. I understand how you live. Don't do it to me. Don't invite me places you know I don't want to go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's for anybody. I don't care who it is. If you know me and you know that's not something Ra gonna do, Ra ain't gonna go there. Don't invite me. Don't do it. I'm not gonna do it. So don't do it. Yeah. Right? But that's me saying it to them. That's not me saying it to you. Don't be upset. I'm just saying, like, listen, don't invite me there. Like, I got respect for all people, but you can't invite me to certain people's stuff. Right? Like, I'm not going to do that. You can't do that. Like, they say, like, I be getting calls. Sometimes people be saying, yo, I want you to come to this rally over here or come to this rally over here. Nah, B, I'm not coming to those types of rallies, you know. You know, especially the political one. You know, that's not my thing. I'm not going to the rally. Now, I'll go to the meetings. I'll go to, you know, all of those things that consider where you got to think and be, you know. But I'm not going to stand out in front of, I'm not boycotting with y'all. I'm not doing that. I don't care what color we are. I'm not standing out in front of nobody business yelling at them. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's just certain things that don't invite me. I'm not going.
Exactly. Because you know that's a trigger for you, so you stay away. And so that's what people need to do. That's what I was telling somebody, too. I was like, if that person triggers you, why do you keep putting yourself in their presence? Like, that doesn't make sense. You expect them to change when really all you got to do is remove yourself. You have that power. You don't have to be around them all the time if you don't have to. So if you're allowing them to trigger you, like, that's a choice you're making at that point.
Right. And then some people, when they know they got power over you emotionally, where they could get you to react a certain way, they'll keep doing stuff to you and mind fucking you, playing you on your emotions. Right? Because they know that they could get this reaction out of you. They could get you to do this, that, and the third. Next thing you know, you're a puppet because they're able to use your triggers against you. Like, and that's another thing. Geppetto. So I'm going to start. All right. So this is the Aries. So all of y'all that are Aries, this is what they say about Aries. They say Aries are competitive but insecure. All right. Taurus. They say Tauruses are loyal, but they're stubborn. Gemini. They say Geminis are versatile, but they're impatient. Cancers, they say they're passionate, but uncommunicated. Leos, they say they're confident, but they dominate. Virgos, they say they're perfectionists, but they're self-critical. Libras, they say they're empathetic, but indecisive. Which is crazy because I think they sign folks that represents the balance or whatever. Yep. So that's So, Scorpio, they say that they're intense, but they're secretive. Sagittarius, they say that they're spontaneous, but flighty. Capricorn, they're goal-oriented, but they're unforgiving. Aquarius is philosophical, but they're detached. A Pisces is whimsical, but oversensitive. So that's all of them. Now, they got a small paragraph up under each one that, you know, goes just a little further in it, but not really, you know, it's not really long. It's probably about 15, 20 words, right? But that's what I'm saying about those things. So out of everybody, everybody's two of those signs at least. But they don't. Some of them more?
Yeah, because there's your moon, your sun, your rising, your Mercury, Venus, like all the planets.
Oh, you have like planets aligned and all that other stuff based on your number, your date. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So I feel like with that, though, like if a person does that and they break it down to that science, then they could pretty much get a basic, you know, look at their life overview, right? Is that sort of like what y'all do? In the joint that y'all do, the conference that y'all having? Is that sort of like what y'all do with the life?
There's astrology tied into it. We don't go that deep into it. Okay. But no, it's not really based on your astrology.
Okay.
It is where the sun and everything was placed, but not like this. Not this part of astrology.
Not like this, not this deep. All right. Back. Because you're right. They do, it does set up for how all the planets align and different things. And whether people know it or not, it does make a difference because the way the moon affects us. I know for some people, the moon affects them in a really different way. And then for some of us, you know, depending on, you know, some nights where the moon is not visible at all, you feel kind of weird, right? Like, I know for me, it feels weird whenever the moon is not visible at all. I know it's only like one day or 2 days a month that it's like that, I think, or something like that. It's not often, you know, before the new moon comes, but, you know, it's a few times a month where it's like that, or a couple maybe. And yeah, it feels different, right? What you say?
It's like a void. Like, it's just like, it's a stagnant feel. Like, I don't know. I can't.
It's weird. Because even when ever being at the beach, like any time I've been somewhere where there's water at, right, and the moon has been out, the tide is different based on the full moon, and then based on like the quarter moon or the half moon or whatever. Like I've gotten to experience like being around water through all them different changes, and it's always different. Like during those times, right? Like when the moon is as brightest, it seems like the waves be rolling. Like it's crazy out there. The tides be high. So I know a lot of people are affected by the moon, and I don't know if they really pay attention to it or not, but the moon affects a lot of people. Mental health.
When I worked at the mental health practice, full moons, like we probably wouldn't know. But if our phones were ringing off the hook, we had a lot of crazy things going on with clients. Like, yo, is it a full moon right now? Like, people act different phases of the moon. Like, the moon controls so much more than I think people are really aware of.
That's a fact.
It has a lot of power.
That is a fact. And I think, you know, some people may not look into this stuff because it's opposite of what religion is. Even though everything in there is pretty much about the zodiacs. Like, when once it's broken down, it's like it's pretty much about that. But you know, the 12 disciples, and then you got the 12 zodiacs, you got the 13, you know, but it was 13 altogether, but then there's mysteriously a month that's missing out here somewhere, because originally it was 13 months, you know. So it's a lot of things tied to it. Too much to go into in this show, because like you said a few minutes ago, lining up your like lining up all the other stuff, I did it one time before, and I'm gonna say it's about 96-97% fucking accurate too.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you know your time of your birth. Like, if you got that time down, if you really got that time down, because that's the one thing that a lot of people say, I don't remember the time. If they get the date, they can't remember the time. And then if you can get that time in with everything else and put it in there, yo,
that locks everything in. Because that's exactly, the time is where they can look to see where all the signs were. What was what? It gets the latitude, the longitude. It knows exactly where everything was at that moment you enter the world. Exactly. And so it's so vital. Even for human design, like that time of birth really signifies and can give you a clearer picture of who you are.
And then everything that was going on when you came in. So I feel like, you know, personality traits are something that a lot of people, I think we take that thought process for granted within getting to know a person, is that we pay attention to the love languages. We pay attention to whatever they consider is a favorite, right? We pay attention to the things that people like. But rarely do we really pay attention to their personality to figure out if we're compatible based on your personality. Can you deal with the way that this person talks? Especially if you know they're not talking to you a certain way. Can you deal with the passion? Can you deal with a person that uses a lot of profanity, even though they're not using it in a way that you, offensive towards you, is just how they, like, it's these things about people. You deal with a person that don't eat pork, and you do, right? That's another personality thing about food. Because, I mean, think about it. If you can't agree on what to eat, you always going to have an issue.
Well, my man's vegan, and I'm not. We just don't eat the same food.
But then that don't bother you all, though, right? Then there's no real discussion about what to eat. Like, you guys don't, it should never be a problem about what to eat. The person that's vegan, they already know, all right, so this is what we doing. And those that's not vegan, yo, this is what we doing. But it's no, oh, well, I can't be around you because of this. You'd be surprised. You know, there's some people who feel like if the person ain't 1,000% like the way that they feel like they are, yeah, yo, they ain't with it.
Yeah,
and that goes back to having a balance too about people, right? Like, you can't force people to do what you want them. Like, yeah, you can be concerned about people, but that is a thing that you got to make a choice though. Like, if a person is not willing to learn how to eat at least some type of way where you know you can help benefit yourself to have a balance, that's a little bit different. Because then they're going to expect you to take care of them when they have health-related issues, but they wouldn't listen to you when you were telling them to put down that fucking McDonald's and shit. Because you're talking about that shit favorite. And then my mother was like, yo, stop eating that shit, yo. Stop eating that shit. And then now, 8 years from now, you got one knee because you've been eating that dumb shit. And now you want them to wheel you around everywhere. They don't want to... Like, now you're putting them in a position. They try to help you not be there. So I don't know. That goes back to what you said earlier about sometimes, you know, people got to have to pick and choose what's important to them. Yeah. Like, if your help is important, you got to have somebody around you. If that's your life partner, they got to be willing to understand what that means for you. Like, these herbs I use, these vitamins I use, they got to be willing to learn it. It can't just be like, oh, that's your shit. Like, nah, you got to be able to learn that. It's important. Right? Because if you don't learn it, when you get sick, you're going to expect this person to then pull out all their bag of tricks for you. But then when they get sick, you'll be up there asking them 1,000 questions. Hey, what should I mix with? What? Like,
I just taught you. 8 months teaching you how to do this shit, you got one time, you gotta, you know, you don't know what to put together. Like, what is wrong with y'all out here, yo? Like, so that's what I'm saying. It's like, we got to be more in tune with the personality of the people that we with. We got to be willing to, you know what I'm saying? Like, at least be in a position where you can understand the person. Like, God damn, you ain't going to get nobody perfect. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't give a fuck what you look for. Some people broke up with somebody talking about they cheated and got somebody else that cheated. If you don't get over it, you're gonna keep attracting the same type of people until you understand the type of person. You're gonna keep attracting the same type of person
because you haven't learned your lesson. You see, So the universe is gonna keep running that shit back because you ain't catching on. So let me go ahead and keep putting you in that position until you realize, oh, I ain't supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to pick those type of guys. Oh, if he looks and talks and does this, I probably should stay away.
Exactly.
They're not picking up on those cues right there. I can't.
Be okay. And be okay with, you know, accepting a person for who they are. You don't have to agree with them in order to accept them for who they are. I think that's the biggest thing that a lot of people hate to do too. It's like, you know, like, yo, I accept you for who you are. I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
But I accept it. And I'm able to, you know, keep my distance for things that I don't have to be a part of. I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? I could be cool with you when I see you. I just ain't got to put myself in your space on purpose. But if we wind up there, yo, it's all love.
It's all love, exactly. And people don't understand that. Like, if you fall out a little bit, not even fall out, but you have a disagreement, they act like it's hate, and all of a sudden y'all can't talk. It's like, no, we just disagree. Like, we can disagree and still coexist. Like, that's not a problem. It shouldn't be a problem, is what I should say. It shouldn't be a problem.
So many people are not friends, or family is not in each other's lives right now because of that one particular thing. You know what I mean? You have a disagreement or a fallout or whatever you want to call it, and then it's like, that's the end of the world.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. We didn't agree on this particular topic. We don't even have to talk about these topics no more. Like, yo, you got out what you wanted to say. I got out what I wanted to say. We don't got to even bring this back up again. But it should not cause us to not be in each other's lives no more because we had a disagreement, you know. But shit, some of us facing with that each and every day, yo. Like, it's people not in our lives no more because of a disagreement. And it's people you love, yo. Like, yo, we didn't agree. But now y'all ain't around no more. You know, y'all don't talk. You know, pride jump in.
Yeah. And that's all it be. Most of the time, it's pride. It's not wanting to admit where you might have been wrong, or just apologizing for the misunderstanding. It's not even like you're taking, like, you didn't do anything wrong and that's acceptable. You're just saying, I'm sorry for how that may have come out. Like, if you took it this way, I got to take ownership for that because I said it. I said the words and this is how you took it. So let me take some accountability for the words that I used in that time and try to explain it. Let me probably say it a different way to help you understand what I'm trying to say. Either way, my point is what it is, but I could probably say it a different way. True. Doesn't change it.
But. Yeah. And I think that's the part that I'm working on, is the way, you know, you say things, right? Because for a long time I would just say it like, this is it. And versus trying to find a way to say it in a way where it may not come off so blunt, so to speak, you know, because then that goes back to that whole thing about, this is who I am. And then you start telling that to people, you automatically expect them to accept you for who you are. And you would think so if they agree to go along with you in whatever that is, business, personal, whatever. If they decide to go along with you, you'd be thinking, all right, so they accepted me for that. But then... No, sometimes they just tolerate you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They ain't accepting you. They just tolerate it for a little while until they get tired of it. And then once they get tired of that particular thing, that's when people go a certain way. It's just like finances. Think about it. When, you know, if it's two people in a household, if one is used to, you know, if y'all both used to being able to contribute, when one person is down, the other one got to pick up, depending on which role picking up, you could wind up not being in a relationship no more. You know, the woman be like, yo, yeah. But then, like, it's a thing. So, like, you got people who are saying, yo, listen, I want to go to school and get this degree. I'm going to need you to take care of most of the stuff while I do this. And then you'll have people reluctant to do that because they may be thinking to themselves, like, yo, I don't know if I want to do that. You know, and then it's like, all right, so nobody progresses. And then you got, you know, people who got a dream or a goal or a gift and you believe in them, but you don't believe in them enough to support them in that way, you know? So it's a lot of things that people got to realize about a person's personality. Like, yo, are you compatible with this person's personality? Because I promise you, it'll separate, it'll take a lot of things out of things. Sometimes, you know, you'll have people who will get a person's personality, then you could probably get their friends if they're around. Right? Because some people you can't bring around. Like, I know for me, it's crazy. Like, you can't bring certain people around because they don't know how to act.
That's true.
You know, true. I got certain family members and, you know, once they start drinking,
it's a wrap.
Can't bring them nowhere, y'all.
Yeah.
And they're just such cool people when they're not drinking. The best people. But as soon as they get that, oh man, you can't take them nowhere, yo. The best people. Got you. I mean, but not really. So, right? Like, you could deal with them and be around them. You just can't take them around your people who
no, ain't with them. I can't take drunk people like that. I don't know. Oh, when they okay. get drunk and belligerent too much, I mean, I grew up around that shit. So now that I'm an adult and I can walk away from it, I don't keep myself in those positions.
No, that's a fact. Yeah, I can't
do the sloppy drunk. If you're angry drunk, all of that, I do not hang out with you. I can't.
Yeah, I can't either. Luckily, everybody that I'm around, whenever they get to a certain point, they don't get violent and you know, all that extra stuff. So I'm thankful, but I grew up around it too. And yeah, like I said, I got certain family members. Hey, nah, y'all. They can't go. They the best people though. Oh, yeah. Man. They cannot
go. They're funny, cool as hell. It's just,
cannot go at all. So I personally feel like personalities are important. Trying to, you know, be okay with trying to get to know the person by their personality as well, too. Not just by the things they like and, you know, don't like, but just who they are as a person. How do they talk? What do they, you know, what makes them passionate? How do they feel when they are passionate? You know, you go through these things with people whenever they have a serious moment in their life. Sometimes it don't even be about you. It could be they lost a family member or, you know, they lost their job personally. And then they got responsibilities too. Or, you know, maybe it's a parent they got to take care of. You know, that could be a burden on a lot of people too. Some people got, you know, family members with Down syndrome. Right? Some of them got family members with autism. Mm-hmm. Right? They have a different personality now, not the way that they were born. They don't have nothing to do with their zodiac. Life done changed their personality.
Changed their whole life.
Yeah. They used to have these love languages. Now they just want to be left alone. They don't got no love language. They just want a peace of mind because they always got to deal with somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, and it'd be people complaining about that every day. They got to take care of
it. Huh? Some couples break up if they have a child with special needs or, you know, child goes through a illness or something like that. Like they end up getting a divorce or splitting up because that pressure is a whole different type of pressure. It's yeah. it's you're seeing them in a situation you probably have never seen them in. And it brings out different things to different people.
True. True. Because even when people lose people too, like in their life, like some people, you know, they lose a family member that they were really close to, it changes them. You yeah. know, I mean, they don't, and then you gotta give them grace too, because it's not like they wanted to change. This is just yeah. how this affected them. You know, yeah. and then for you to try to expect them to be hurry up and get over it just because you got over something, you know what I mean? Like, nah, they need all the time that they need to get over it. Sometimes it takes years.
Yeah.
You know, for people yeah. to get, and then sometimes people don't get over shit. Like when they lose a loved one, they don't ever get over it. They deal with it, but they don't ever really get over it. Sometimes the smallest things are triggering an emotion about them when they think about them, but they love these people so much. So, you know, hey, it's a real thing to that yeah. sometimes people change. Like things will happen to them and it'll change them.
Absolutely.
So, got to pay attention to the person's personality. That way you'll know, like, if it's a real change or not, too. Because if you know this person normally is like this, and you know what happened to them, and they're not like that no more, yeah.
Something right.
You may have to make your decision, y'all, about being around them. But, well, I hope that the people that's watching it now and the people that watch the playback, I hope you guys... you know, do a little bit of research into your moon sign and your sun sign to see, you know, how much of that is you, and then be able to kind of use that as like your blueprint to kind of help you with personality traits and triggers. Because, like I said, you know, if you are easily triggered, then you're easily controlled. Remember that. You're easily controlled, you're easily triggered. Yes, you said losing a loved one is tough for real. Yes, very much so. And I know that for a lot of people, they felt like they were just getting good in life with these people too. Like, you know what I mean? Just getting in the best part of their life, and you know, and yeah, so everybody can't deal. That's another thing too, before we go, that we was talking about being mindful of what you say about people, right? Like if you got your parents, you can't be talking about people who don't have it. Like you got to be mindful, right? You can't look at it like it's their fault because yeah. you got yeah. yours, or you may not have yours and they do. Like it ain't their fault. Exactly. So you can't be mad at those relationships, because I've heard, which I want to talk about this, I'm going to do this on another day of topic. Yo, there are really people who get upset with people who find happiness. Like yeah. family members.
Yeah. I know somebody who's like that. With somebody who she claims is her best friend. But she hates on this girl. So, and I don't think she realizes it. But yeah, like they don't want to see you happy. They stay close to you to watch your downfalls, to get glory out of your downfalls. And it's a very ugly trait. It's a very ugly
crazy stuff. And then you know what's so worse? It's people in relationships with people who don't want to see them to rise either. Like personal relationships. Like they're in a boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever. You know, if you're part of the letters, if the alphabet, if you any of those things, like that's cool. I ain't my business. I'm just saying, whatever your relationship is, it's people that you are with that don't want to see you do good. Like for some reason, they take it as a personal stab against them if you try to maneuver your life path.
We got to cut them people out of their life.
Yes.
We got to cut them the fuck out because their energy is ugly over you. And that's not, you don't want that in your corner. You don't want that around you. Know it, you notice it, you see it, you gotta let that shit go, no matter how long the friendship. And some of them, they've been friends for so long, and now it's starting to be noticeable, and they're like, wait a minute. And it's like, so they find it hard to make those detachments. And I'm like, no, you gotta cut that shit out.
Hell yeah. Because, you know, those be the people who, you know, be the closest to you. Like, I think about Selena, you know. You know, it always reminds me of her story. You know, how this person was her nanny. You know, like, this person had been with her through mad long, yo. But the whole time, jealous. You know what I mean? And it be people like that in relationships with people and different things where the people be around you, but they be jealous on the low and they don't really be feeling you. That's a whole nother show, though. Like, we really got to dive into that one day about that topic, because that's some shit that people really deal with on a day-to-day basis, because they call certain people their friend. They say that they their friend. And they not really the definition of a friend. They just somebody you've known for a long time and you were able to get along with. But were they really your friend? Like, are they really your friend?
Yep. Telling you, that's why people need to start picking up on energy. I'm telling you, energy never lies. It does not lie. You can feel that. They can say whatever they want out of their mouth. They can do whatever they want, put on any facade they want. But that energy, if you can feel that, it don't matter what they say. You can tell me anything, bitch. I don't believe you.
At all. Because I could feel it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You walk into a room. And then some people say, like, you know, whenever you walk into a space and you and that energy, like, you feel like this ain't your vibe, like, you're not supposed to be there, and all that other stuff. They say always pay attention to the corners of the room that you walk in whenever you feel like. If there are corners that are dark, that's one of the main reasons why you feel the way that you feel when you walk into a room and you don't feel right. Right? So I feel like for most people, pay attention to personality traits. Right, pay attention to it. Like, study your people, study your person, study your business partners, study your coworkers. Like, don't just go around, because you know some of these people got coworkers that's like this close from snapping, and you don't know because you're too busy in your own shit. Pay attention. Pay attention to everything around you. I promise you it'll help you out, because, like I said, you know you're never gonna be perfect enough for nobody. You're not going to get it right. You're not going to not be able to dance around everybody that, you know, where they're not going to be triggered. That's a personal thing. You're going to have to get control of your own personal trigger. A person that can trigger you can control you, period. And you don't want that. You don't want a person that could just use anger and emotion and, you know, against you all the time to make you feel like you crazy. Because people don't care about you. Anytime people got to try to intimidate you or, you know, talk down to you in order for you to make you feel like, you know, you are always the problem and they never the problem, fuck out of here.
Yeah. Be careful of those people. They never wrong. Like, never, no day in your life were you ever wrong. Like, that's crazy to me.
And then these people that only apologize in order to get what they want, like, they'll apologize only to get what they want. You know what I mean? They'll go through a few days, and then whenever they got a little need they need, now they want to apologize, or, you know, something like that. Look, I just want to apologize, or vice versa. You know, these people do that to you. But the whole time, they do these things on purpose because they try to keep you mentally in this space. Avoid a conflict. You know how many people, men and women, have this thing where they love to avoid conflict, so they'll let somebody, you know, talk them some type of way or treat them some type of way just so they can avoid the conflict. Like, yo, I don't want them problems. Versus telling these motherfuckers, yo, if you don't get out my face, yo, word is bond, yo, if you don't get out my face, I promise you, get out yours. I promise you, I'm gonna get out yours. You better figure it out. Like, get out my face, or I'm gonna get out yours. It's easy. You know, like, yo, WAP, don't play with your stuff, bro. Don't play with me. All right, so we get ready to get up out of here. So before we do, let them know, me, you got anything going on, anything coming up?
Yeah, so stay tuned, follow me. I'm trying to put together a Mommy and Me human design class. Where we help break down your child's human design chart as well as yours. And that helps you just to kind of know your kid on a deeper level. You really get to know them more than you think you know them already. And so stay tuned for that. We're hoping to get some interest and get that rolling in the next couple of months. All things human design, I think this summer is going to be my theme. I got some possible collaborations with the five top traits, with that kind of thing, and mixing that in with human design. That somebody reached out to me for a possible collaboration. So I don't know. Stay tuned. We'll see.
All right. That works. Yeah. All right. So y'all make sure y'all follow Meek, man. Y'all keep up with what she got going on. And if you are interested in figuring out your human design, make sure you reach out to her. If you need a planner or a journal, make sure you reach out to her and see if y'all can make that shape. All right. As far as over here on the platform, next week's show is going to be really dope because we got the candidate for mayor of Raleigh, North Carolina. We're going to have him on the platform, and we're going to have one of the guys who was running for mayor who decided to get behind this particular candidate. He's also going to be on the platform next week. We're going to talk to him. This is going to be our platform where we're going to talk a little bit of politics, because remember, we're still helping out impacted families. One of the people that was supposed to be on was an impacted family tonight, but they had some things that came up, but they will reschedule to be back on. So we're still on that whole pursuit of helping impacted families, because what we understand that all the people that we're helping on the platform, the families that are impacted, in order for them to get justice, that'll help change some things in the background. Remember, this is election season, y'all. Regardless if you're into politics or not, these other people are writing things into play, into legislation, into law that is going to affect you. And if you do not pay attention, it's going to bang. Like, for one thing, we got to get together and come against this whole private prison, right, that's ran by the record label. So the record labels are owning the private prison. So the music that you guys are listening to, all the stuff, all that energy, like me said, that they're giving out to you guys in order for you guys to gravitate to, for all of y'all that's twerking and feeling your little ratchet moments and all that other shit that y'all doing, remember, the people that's out on the streets that's listening and going through all that is going through that whole recycling thing. And the people who own the record labels own the private prison. So just remember that. So for all of you guys out there that's fronting and thinking that you just enjoying your ratchet moment, remember, all of this lame-ass music that you guys claim that y'all love, all of it, they're using that same shit to make sure your kids wind right up in their joints, because they running their bull. Why you think they only paying artists a percentage of a penny to stream your music? Because they know that they still making money off of you in the back end from the government. You're paying them for every bed that they fill. So remember that. So we're going to talk to the mayor or the candidate. Hopefully we're speaking it into that he's going to be the mayor. But yeah, we're going to speak with him next week. Other than that, we got a bunch of new content dropping, so y'all make sure y'all follow Collective Visions on Facebook and on YouTube. YouTube, and y'all check out all the content that we got going on. And yeah, man, I'm just gonna keep pushing, y'all. We rolling. We got films coming. Hold on, y'all. All right, people, we just focus over here on this end, man. We keep building. People should watch they Clone Tyrone. Yeah. Yo, for real, y'all need to watch that. If y'all haven't watched They Clone Tyrone, watch it. It's not for entertainment. It's definitely for information. Watch it, because, you know, these whistleblowers are coming out, yo. This whole, all this fake meat and all that other shit, they killing them. You know what I'm saying? Wingstop got found out that they was getting their meat from China. I'm telling y'all, man, y'all, listen. Pay attention, y'all, right? They playing us. this whole Democratic Party, all this other shit is whack, you know, but the Democratic Party is playing black people. I'm telling y'all, they stopped the drilling. They stopped the oil drilling so they could charge you more for the gas and the whole nine. Y'all know that, yo. They had chicken supposedly shipped in from China. Most of these restaurants and stuff is getting their meat from China. Why? We got all this farmland out here, and China is buying up farmland over here. Why? Y'all not paying attention to that? I'm saying, like, so many people got money. They got stashed over somewhere. Y'all buy the farmland. Grow the food. Like, I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, right? But it's right in front of y'all face, and don't be surprised. AI is taking over. Y'all need to get into the bag and start making that money with AI. I'm telling y'all, things are going to change. So either you're going to change with it or you're going to get left behind. So next week, y'all join us. We're going to get that off. And until then, I want y'all all to be cool out there, be safe out there. And just remember, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. And so until next week, peace.